kuja i sanadır.
Confirms my...
That you do explain is not on sanad yenici. Sanad malikiya, na? Ha, اون وقت یه جایی که میری میپرسن دلیلت چیه، یه مدرک میری، اونم سند در حقیقت. چون اداره ثبت اسناد رسمی بلدی چیه. The Iranians, they know a lot of different meaning of it. But of course they don't pay attention because when we say مستند.
مستند.
Yeah, documentary means مستند. Because you could rely upon it. They are not cheating. They are Inshallah, giving you the truth, right? That's mustanad. And the main thing is this, the chair I'm sitting upon. This is what? Masnad. Means, this is my place, I rely on this. That's the sanad. He say, you know what the sanad for these people is? How quickly he arrived to this? Because he wants to show you that invisible. Listen carefully, he's showing it to you. When you say, there are these good people, they are saved from all these miseries. He spurns all that is perceived by the senses and leans for support on that which is invisible. What is invisible? It's love. Love is that invisible stuff. And these people, they don't give a damn about all logics. They rely upon, they sit on that position. Love. Love is something which is visible and invisible. Both. His love is manifest and his beloved is hidden. The friend is outside. His fascination is in the world. No way that beautiful verse could be translated anyhow. I don't blame anyone. Because over there first he uses the word yar, and yar is not friend. Yar is much more than a friend. Yar is something that you could count on. Who is you, in a way? Yar is beloved. Then, when we talk about it, we talk melodically about the yar and some other stuff, because we have other poems that will talk about it. Yar dar khane va ma gird jahan migardi, ab dar kuze va ma teshne laban migardi. This is very famous, that the water is in the pot and we are going around thirsty. The beloved is in the house and we are going around the globe to find it. Because that's what the subject is. And even this explanation didn't do it, right? He knows that it will not do it. So he will say, give up all these explanations and this love outside which has some faces and that kind of stuff. Beloved cannot be the form. Beloved is essence. Whatever form you give to beloved, you ruin everything. Beloved should be formless. Love in this universe or in that universe. This is where he could point out and tell you, did you see we go around always, we find a good point to go around it, and we talk about the love outside? One of the things that I always talk about is this feeling of giving. But all of these words is not what we mean. This is the love outside. Inside is different, but they have one thing in common. It's essence, it's not the form. If the form could be loved, therefore all the animals would be lovers. He put it differently. He said, okay, let's say form is the subject of life. Okay. Then I find two beautiful persons.
and they are in love. The love you understand, not the love I'm talking about. There's love outside. These two are living together. How come if they treat each other well, that feeling will increase? That treatment has nothing to do with the shape and the form and all that. The attitude is different. You see, he's trying to say what? Listen, I'm talking about love. And you have an image of love outside, which is not bad, but this is not what we're talking about. This is not it when it is close to the form. It should go to the essence. You know that we are going to start the form and the essence. Did you know that?
No.
Let me tell you that this paragraph will end. Then there is another paragraph, which is a parable. Then there is another paragraph, somebody who does a very silly bad thing, and this is it. This is the end of a chapter. He will start with another story, a king who got two slaves. First of all, slave, I have problem with that, but we don't have another word for that. But in here, we are talking about two kind of slaves, male and the female. The female was handmaiden, remember? The male, he hasn't had yet. It will come. Because these are two different attributes. Then we talk about the two slaves that this king got it for free. The king is you. So you have two slaves. One is form, one is essence. And you got them both free. You didn't pay anything for it. You didn't work for it. So your job is to know what to do with it. And he will bring in the form and the essence and will explain the deepest understanding of form and essence to you. So we are three paragraphs away from that. Everything is being prepared for that. We are coming to the end of the first chapter, which was what? Do you remember what he did? He brought in a story over there, fourth paragraph, and left it. After these sheikh and the boy and all that, he said, okay, now let's go back to that. To remind me, for any other teacher or someone who wants to study here, listen, this is a package. All together, talked about what? About we and I facing each other. Ego, wrongness of intelligence, and the hope of something invisible, we don't know what it is. Up to here, no explanation. That's where we are. And we left it last time where? We left it right at the center of this
glory site.
Yes, because before that he explained that, okay, that is this and something else. Remember that this body is really a mixture of water and earth. Nothing else. See? Listen, this is not the subject of love. And I'm looking at you. Who are you in love with? When I was talking about love is this, you were saying, yes. You know why you say yes, yes, yes? First of all, you think you understand what I'm saying. And you arrogant, you don't understand. You are in love with your intelligence and you think you are better than those silly people I was talking about. I say the physical existence is not the subject of love. Suddenly, your intelligence is subject. You are in love with that handmaiden. You know where you are? You're always at the first paragraph.
You are that king who lost the kingdom to Hamdan. Right from there, we are trying to awake you. You're there, and inshallah, one day you will be there. And there's nothing in between. So in between, remember, you're always there. You're always the king who lost the kingdom to handmaiden. Because he used the handmaiden and he didn't know that his handmaiden is second hand. Did he? Hakim came and showed him that, listen, this handmaiden loves the goldsmith better than you. So your intelligence is not the subject. And then, oh, some ray of light comes from Aql to this, and by Aql I mean the other Aql. You remember we have two Aqls. One is intelligence, one is the deepest sense of human being. I said, listen, the goodness in you is like mutallah, something with a layer of gold on it. Of course, it's nice, but it's not gold. This is fake. What is the solution? I stop at the solution, because solution is what we are looking for. I stopped it to repeat it today, after all these stories and blah, 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 to come back to it. What should you do? Listen. I know you think there is good and bad only. Something is either good or bad, and you think there is a switch. Of course, there is a switch over there. They use it, but for you, there is no switch. There is one way. Do you remember what it was? He said, little by little, droplet of water added to this fire will calm it down. Little by little, they take away that beauty, little by little, the suffering waters of water. And how do we manage it? Is it because we build you up and we make you forget it? Because both works. That little by little is this. Point to point, in each conversation, we come back to the subject. So, a little bit. Each circle will give you a touch, a little bit. Repeat it, then you will get it. This was it. So, the thing you could do for yourself is gradual. That's how you could do it, because if you think about it forehand, the thing we're talking about is impossible. We're telling you, kill yourself and make another one of yourself better. How could you do that? The people who try that will be confused very fast, because it's an enormous task, but it goes day by day, moment by moment. And the animal counts. Do you know that the animal counts? Maybe not. One of the best information I got from cybernetics was about how brain works. Brain counts, just like a computer. And for your brain, whatever is repeated is important. And whatever is not repeated, exception, forget it. That's how you remember this stuff. No? Try it. Try to forget something. You forget everything. What don't you forget? Something you repeat. Because the brain counts, because the animal counts, the happenings, to find the rule. Here we're talking about exception. That counting, that kind of stuff is something else. Because for us,
There is only one thing.